Democrat congressman, no spending package without amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. By John Binder on July 7, 2021. Representative Jesus Garcia, DEL, says he will not support a reconciliation spending package, which only would need majority support in the Senate, that does not include amnesty for illegal aliens. In exclusive statements to The Hill, Garcia said a robust and equitable budget reconciliation deal must include amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, specifically those enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program, beneficiaries of temporary protected status (TPS), and so-called essential workers. Garcia told The Hill, "We must seize this historic opportunity to bring compassion and dignity to our immigration system and provide the certainty that comes with having the legal status that millions of immigrants and their families deserve," emphasis added. "This is crucial for thousands of undocumented essential workers I represent. They sacrificed themselves to keep this country running during the worst of the pandemic and frequently had no access to relief or medical assistance for fear of being deported. We owe it to them," emphasis added. As Breitbart News has reported, House and Senate Democrats are looking to slip an expansive amnesty for illegal aliens through the little-known reconciliation process where federal spending can receive approval with only a majority of support in the Senate and no threat of a filibuster to hold up a vote. One such package by Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is expected to include provisions that would force American taxpayers to spend $150 billion on providing amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. Likewise, members of the House Progressive Caucus have nearly threatened to tank any package that does not include amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, head of the caucus, said amnesty is one of her needs in a reconciliation package. The amnesty proposals come as corporate interests have boosted their push to inflate the United States labor market by legalizing for American jobs the majority of the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. Center for American Progress, a left-wing lobbying group funded by big corporations, is insisting to lawmakers that amnesty for illegal aliens can and should be done through the budget reconciliation process. In May, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.US hired a former assistant Senate parliamentarian to craft a plan for Democrats that would pass amnesty for illegal aliens through reconciliation. Democrats, along with some House Republicans, have the support of a large amnesty coalition which includes former President George W. Bush, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, and a number of Koch brothers-backed organizations. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new arrivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.